Thorne paced the living room, his suit sharp and cold in the morning light. "You are finished here," he sneered at the family, his gaze darting around the room. "My men are outside now. They have the orders. They have the locks ready." Virginia sat very calm, carefully pouring a fresh cup of tea. She looked up at him with steady eyes. "Sit down, Mr. Thorne. I have a deal, sir. I have a new offer you should hear before you leave today." Thorne laughed, a harsh, jagged sound. "You have no leverage. You have no power left. You are just a sick girl, and I will take this." Virginia did not flinch. She held her tea tight, her voice like ice. "I have your secrets. I have your codes. I have every one of your accounts, Thorne. Do not test me." Thorne stopped his grin abruptly. "What are you saying? What do you mean by that? You have nothing." "I left a hidden key," she said, her voice dropping. "A backdoor in the net. I see all you did. I see every bribe. I see every single theft you committed." Robert stood by the wall, holding his breath. "Is it all true, V?" "It is all on the screen," she told him, then turned back to Thorne. "If you call the cops, they get every page. They get every crime you hid from the law, Mr. Thorne." Thorne turned a sickly, pale gray. "You would go down with me, you know. You would lose everything." "I would risk it all," Virginia said firmly. "I have nothing to fear. I am a Towers girl, and you are just a common thief to me." The air in the room was thick. The power had shifted, the trap was sprung shut. Thorne reached for his hat, looking defeated. "You think this actually wins you anything?" "It wins the shop," she said. "It wins the condo. It wins our peace. Get out of my home right now, before I send that email out." Thorne walked to the door and did not look back. The police car sat there, and he knew he was caught. Virginia leaned back, exhaling. "It is over, Father. He is gone for good this time, I promise you that."